Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth Drama.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We love to hear from you, so please give us a call, 347-826-7435. Call in number once again, 347-826-7435. You don't want to give us a call? There are multiple ways for you to get in contact with us. If you have questions, comments, concerns, you can hit us up on the email tip. smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com is the email. Once again, the email is smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. If you want more immediate gratification, you can always jump into the chat room. Go to smoothdrama.com. We have a live chat room there where we talk about this and that, from sneakers to hats. So whatever you want to get off your chest, off your ankles, knees, back, shoulders, whatever, you can jump to the chat room. We can talk about it. Also, if you're social media, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J. I'm not me today. I'm just going to say myself or Mr. J will add you to the Smooth Drama group. Once again, you can ask into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J, who is not shiny today, can add you to the group. And basically anywhere.
Ashy?
No, I just said he's not shiny.
Oh,
why,
okay.
Why? Yeah, why is not shiny mean ashy?
I don't know. That was the opposite of shiny to me was ashy.
I didn't know shiny and ashy were like synonyms. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anywhere you find social media that says Smooth Drama, add us, follow us, whatever. And Brown Sugar promises not to call you ashy.
I can't promise that, but okay.
That's kind of funny. Oh, man. And
if I call you ashy, best believe I'm going to give you some lotion. So I'm not going to have you just hate being ashy.
So you just carry lotion like that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I didn't know.
I got lotion in my purse, coconut oil in my purse, coconut spray, coconut oil. I got this.
But do you have hot sauce?
I'm not a hot sauce person. I don't use hot sauce, so no.
Oh, see, Hillary Clinton got you beat.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton got hot sauce.
Yeah.
She keeps hot sauce in her
purse.
Well,
I mean, and that's fine. If you use it, I don't use it, so I don't, you know. But I use coconut oil and lotion.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess coconut oil and lotion just has to work for those out there. If you're too bougie for coconut oil and lotion, then hey, shame on you. And speaking of bougie,
nobody's bougie.
I don't know. There's some bougie people out there. So.
And they want to be ashy?
No, I just said they're bougie. I don't know about them whether or not they want to be ashy or not, but they are bougie.
Okay.
For example, Taco Bell serving wine, right? And folks were just like, what? Man, what am I going to serve? I'm not buying no wine from Taco Bell. It's like, stop being bougie, bitches. You know you buy your. I see you at CVS. I see you at Rite Aid. I see y'all at Safeway. You're 7-Eleven. Y'all buying wine everywhere, but you can't buy it from Taco Bell. You say you just want your cheap non-meat chalupa of 42%, whatever it is they're required to make it meat. Just saying.
If it's good, I'm going to try it. I'll try it one time, and they have that Mountain Dew Freeze. I know some white wine, you know, mixed in that Mountain Dew Freeze would be, like, delicious.
Yeah, if it says Mountain Dew, I'm never drinking it. Now, that should kill you.
I don't drink Mountain Dew, though. I don't drink Mountain Dew soda.
But if you drink Mountain Dew Freeze, you're drinking Mountain Dew soda. It's just frozen.
You know, I don't know. It's a psychological thing, and it doesn't taste like Mountain Dew. I've never been a fan of Mountain Dew, and you know, I drink soda, so you know, I'm not ashamed to say I'm a soda drinker.
Okay. Like cigarette smokers.
All right. Are you serious, cigarette smokers? But all right, we go. Okay. We all have vices. I'm going to just say this. We all have vices. At least I can go public with mine. That's all I would say.
Whatever.
I can talk about mine publicly.
Oh, I. Anyway. So. Jalapeno Noir. For all you non-bougie people who plan on going Taco Bell, getting your wine on during the scrumptious apocalypse. You can get your wine. See, Taco Bell, they understand. You know what? You can get some tacos. You can get drunk. Taco Bell.
Yeah, you almost have to get drunk to eat Taco Bell. So.
Wow, that's how you roll?
Yeah, I don't eat Taco Bell. I just drink the frozen things. I don't eat the food, though.
Okay. All right. That's what you were in that long line for to get.
I have been. I have waited. On a hot day, I have waited. I'm not going to lie.
All right. So, I know you saw it. Another ad in the successful case for campaign Kanye West for president 2020. Peeing on his Grammy. And
is
posting,
that what that is?
Yeah, that's his Grammy.
No, I mean his campaign for president?
Yeah. He's running for president. So everything he does is part of his campaign.
Okay.
I mean, if you're running for president, everything that you do is a part of your campaign. So he put his contract... because he didn't just stop with the peeing on the Grammy yesterday. He came out today and posted his contract for Universal saying, I need to be let go. I mean, he's going all in. I mean, to me, it's a brilliant campaign. Because the crazier you are, the more votes you're going to get. See, you're not understanding. I mean, because you remember when Trump was out there talking reckless and talking stupid, we were all looking like, this fucker's crazy, right? Remember? Well, he's crazy. There ain't no way in hell he can win. But he won. I'm saying, Kanye West for president. This is campaign. I'm going to be myself. I'm going to get off my meds, and I'm just going whatever.
Yeah.
If he gets a million votes, I would not be shocked.
I thought he was disqualified, though.
But certain states he can't get on the ballot. Certain states he can't get on the ballot. But guess what? He can be on the ballot in other states. So.
Yeah,
I just, everything that he does, I say that's his campaign. Kanye for president, crazier than a mother. And so it'd be some folks that, you know, they still rock with his music. It's like, look, remember, R. Kelly. I mean, everybody know he was peeing on little girls. Everybody knew that. But it's like, we rock with his music. He played great music, right? So that didn't stop folks. See, because you forget the psychology of people. Then you look at Bill Cosby, right? I mean, Bill Cosby, you know, even in the face of, yeah, I raped these women, but I didn't rape these other ones. I don't know what the hell they're talking about, right? People still was defending him. You remember that when they were defending him hardcore? It's like, but he admitted to it. He admitted to raping an undisclosed amount of women. So, but people still rolled for it. So now, think 2020, think Kanye West peeing on the Grammy, talking about his contract, talking about, oh, they treat me like a slave. Kanye gonna get some votes. It's gonna be kind of funny. I don't know. I don't know how many.
I mean, I never did think he wouldn't get any votes. Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, you just think about people who rock with him, like you said, who wholeheartedly rock with him, and then people who are just doing it, just, you know, because I don't want Biden, I don't want Trump. Okay, let's do Kanye.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's going to happen. He's going to get the, whatever. He's going to get that vote.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The my vote doesn't count anyway, or I could care less. It's two white men, two old white men.
Right. So, what? They'd be like, what's the worst that Kanye could do? He's gonna get that vote. Yeah. Or he might get some protest votes. I'm not voting for a white man. He get them votes too. Watch it happen. I'm saying it. I'm putting it out there in the atmosphere because I see it happening.
I do too.
Right. It's the apocalypse. Everything's on the table in the apocalypse. You know?
Yeah.
You used to think that it wasn't, but it is. So, for example, I'm reading this article today, Brown Sugar, and it's talking about some families are forced to have kids outside their race because there isn't enough diversity.
Are forced?
Yeah. There isn't enough diversity in sperm banks.
What?
Yeah. I'm like, and the funny thing is, I read another article and I saw it on the news. It's been on the news past few days about the the people who are suing the sperm banks because the doctors were just using their sperm.
Well, yeah. I mean,
well, no, they thought that they were getting someone else's sperm, but they were just getting the doctor's sperm. The doctor's like, well, charging
that's illegal.
That money.
They're not supposed to be able to do that.
Yeah, but they did it. And so yeah. I'm saying to these black, Mexican, whatever you are, saying that you can't find diverse sperm in the cryo bank. I'm not even gonna say go to the hood. I'm gonna say you can go to a college and recruit folks. Like, you look like a young.
I was thinking the same thing.
You know, there's an overabundance, and you talking about you paying good money too. All you have to do is say, hey, just go through these tests, have a checkup, make sure they don't have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll you give them You don't even have to give him $1,000. You probably, all you'd have to do is say, hey, well, just let me watch you jerk off. They'd be like, oh, sure. You can get your, you know, you can get your sperm in the cup. You just have to have that freezer ready. I'm just saying. I mean,
I've never thought about that though. Like it not being diversity in the sperm banks though.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Most folks just get it in the old fashioned way. I mean, because we know that it, it's just the reality. There's not a shortage of people who will get you pregnant, and if they don't have to take care of the baby, they won't. Hey, what? Right. So I'm just saying, you can go, because if you're talking about you want some folks' intelligence, whatnot, go to a college campus and just recruit right there. Have them, I mean, because you can just set it up where they have a clinic right there on campus.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Save y'all some money. If you're out there thinking about having a baby with no one, you don't have to go through all that. I mean, because more than likely at the sperm bank, you ain't getting what they telling you anyway. I mean, it's not the first time.
She hate me.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You can find somebody with some intelligence with strong sperm. You get them tested and bam. And you tell them, well, I'm going to break you off some cash too. Man. And like I said, you probably wouldn't even have to do it. You can just say, hey, just let me watch you do it. And, oh, okay. Boom. Or you can go the good old fashioned way. I don't know. It's up to you. But to save you some time and some money. I mean, I should be a consultant. I really should.
Mm-hmm.
I
get
saw
some of
that.
Get a cut of that, huh?
Yeah. You know, I should be what's her name from She Hate Me. Just,
yeah.
You know, set up some dudes like, hey, I got these 10, they won't get back. Although that was a little far-fetched. 10 women in one night, like Spike Lee. He's just feeling that crazy. but the point is, there's a lot of candidates, healthy candidates that you can probably, you know, with the right negotiations, get donations from and sign the paperwork. I don't have to take care of the kids since, you know, because apparently there's a lot of people who are what really, really, really for raising a kid by themselves. So do your thing. Smooth drama public service announcement.
Yeah. That's interesting though.
Yeah. It's hilarious. I thought it was crazy, crazy, crazy. But speaking of crazy, we're going to go ahead on in and bust off the dumbass of the week. All right. So, dumbass of the week was a police officer who bragged about killing his girlfriend. He claimed, Texas cop, right? He claimed his girlfriend killed herself. And he was going to get away with it. But, homie, he just went on the internet and talked about it.
Hmm.
Yeah. He was like, he went on the internet and I put this milli, I put the 9 milli in this hippie.
Oh.
In chat room.
Wow.
Oh, my bad.
That needs
in
to
this,
be a study.
In this fucking hippie. He was in a chat room app called Discord. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder what compels people to go and tell their business on social media like that.
Because I can. Social media is the new crack. I keep saying it. If you can snitch on yourself,
I agree. Yeah. I guess. I mean,
social media is the new crack.
I agree.
He has said she killed herself and had got away with it. And then it comes out that he's on Discord. He's in the chat room talking about, yeah, I just sent the 9 million in this fucking hippie. His girlfriend's hippie. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Unintelligence at its finest.
Very much so. I don't know. I don't know. Police officers need therapy. We all need therapy.
Well, I mean, he's being held on $1 million bond. I mean, he's not getting out because he killed a white woman. So it's guaranteed that he's not getting off. Although he was going to get off. You know, he went and snitched on himself. Yeah. I'm sitting up here thinking it's the MF Doom song. Rap snitches telling all they business. It's what we do, apparently. I can't stay off that crack. It's like if I can't tell all my business on social media, what am I doing?
Yeah, life isn't worth living.
All right. This is a cop. It's like, I'm like, shouldn't you be out there killing people? I mean, protecting and serving. I'm just
you would
saying.
Think, right? Well, he was killing people. He was doing his job.
Right. Yeah, killing
his
girl. He
killed the right person. Yeah.
Oh, he killed the right person. Obviously, she put that out there. Yeah.
She put that out there to be killed.
Yeah. So I'm gonna guess that she irked him to no end because it doesn't say anything about him and another woman. So generally speaking, folks gonna kill you if they got your replacement lined up, or I just can't take it with you no more. And he's a police officer. I can kill you and get away with it and move on. It's like the Henry VIII thing. It's like, look, I gotta get out of this. Divorce ain't working, so I'm just gonna cut your head off. Like, you know what?
Well, I mean, too. If they were boyfriend and girlfriend, they wouldn't even get a divorce. You just can't move out. I mean, can I keep my life? I want to live.
Yes.
You can just move out.
Yeah, I mean, it's some folks just, they can't let go. I'm going to hold on for dear life. And,
yeah, but that's,
you know,
if murder is never an option.
Right, but if you're dating a policeman or a policewoman, it's like, do you think about that? I mean, I ain't trying to stereotype all cops and saying all cops will murder their significant others and try to get away with it. But if you think about it, in the climate we're in, they are the best qualified people. Well, second best, I mean, because you got the Secret Service. But you got, they're very qualified to kill you and make you disappear or just come up with something that you did that made you deserve to be killed and come up with, you got killed by some gangbangers, you OD'd on, I don't know, seaweed, I don't know. There's all kinds of things they can come up with now. I just throw you off.
Yeah.
That was it. I guess I'm just gonna go on break now. This is LL Cool J, Ill Bomb.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was LL Cool J, Ill Bomb, 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435.
All right. So, man, you know, we talk about the apocalypse and all the stuff that's happening out here. You know, all it is, it brings out what was already there, like bubbling at the surface, but it just like it all spills over. So I saw a post on social media this morning, and it was about this guy, and in the post he's in the picture naked with an octopus on top of him. And there's like a couple paragraphs where he's talking about breaking the beak, surgically removing the beak of octopus, and then making the octopus suck you off so that you can get pleasure and it will get its nourishment. You get there and it's like, man, because we've talked about it on the show before. Why did they have to have laws saying you cannot have sex with animals? We've talked about it. It's like, you know, dude wrote it like, you know, the erotic novels. He wrote it in a way like this was like there was something romantic about it. It's like, you know, and it's the guy in the picture and the octopus is draped all over him, and it's like this is supposed to be an erotic scene.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head I'm like, this is a neurotic scene, not erotic. Neurotic. You're crazy. I mean, one, you're talking about maiming a creature first so that you can get pleasure first, and then to talk about it in a manner like it would be a symbiosis, there'd be some symbiosis, that it's a symbiotic relationship where the octopus would know, hey, you don't have a beak anymore. This is how you gonna get your nourishment, by pleasing me. I mean, all of it has a psychotic romantic tone. I mean, it's like when you say psychotic, it's even as a fantasy, it is one of the sickest things that I've ever seen in my life. Like, seriously, like, I see it, I read it, and you look at it and you say the intent behind this is one of the most psychologically depraved things that you can ever experience in life. Maiming a creature for your daily pleasure.
Sexual pleasure.
Whatever.
Sexual pleasure.
Right, that's pleasure. I'm just saying. It's just stomach curling. It made my head hurt. Just, it's like, this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. And so it's funny, because, you know, we talk about Facebook, you talk about Twitter, and the things that they talk about, they want to ban, right? So we want to ban hate speech. You know, we don't want nothing that's fake news. We want to try to ban fake news. And I'm saying, you don't want to ban somebody talking about maiming an octopus and making the octopus suck him off. What are we talking about? How are we talking about?
I don't know. I just I'm at a loss for words because, I mean, the person who thought of that, I mean, like you were saying, I mean, it's just depravity. I mean, I've just never, I mean, how is that even a thing? Like, how do you even think to even say that that would be, I mean, that that's a thing? Like, where does the mind go to say, oh, let me catch an octopus. let me surgically remove the beak and have him, you know, and have it give me oral for the next 3 to 5 years, you know. And it was disgusting. The way it was written was kind of like, I was really confused because I didn't see the picture first. I read it. So then it's like erotica. It's like an erotic novel.
Right.
So then I'm reading it and I'm like, oh, and then I'm finishing and I'm like, what are they talking? You know, I was even confused as to what it was like, who the characters were in it. And it was sickening. And whoever wrote that, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I want to say they need to be locked up. I do, but.
Well, yeah, you
know,
you can't.
Like, I don't know.
You can't technically be locked up for depravity, I guess.
Yeah.
But still.
Well, unless you do it, you know, you actually, you know, hurt someone or, you know, involve someone else physically. I know this, you know, just writing doesn't do anything, but I mean.
Right.
I don't know. That's a sick mind.
Right. But see, what I'm talking about is, you know, because I've seen where Facebook blocks anti-monarchy movement over in Thailand. It's like, and they block, I guess, a woman that's supposed to be a whistleblower from China who was talking about COVID was made in a laboratory. They banned her from Twitter. And so you start thinking, okay, so you ban this whistleblower. You ban people who are anti-monarchy, meaning they're poor people who are tired of propping up and paying for people who do nothing for them. Monarchy, you know, they don't actually, there's nothing that I get out of it, but I'm paying for them to be rich and live large. And so Facebook blocks them, but you don't block this sick individual and individuals like this. It's, yeah, you just wonder. You just wonder. I mean, because these algorithms are programmed by persons. So they're designed to flag certain things. And so you would think animal erotica would be on the list, but apparently, talking about emasculating and raping an octopus on the daily ain't on the list. And I know it sounds, I guess I use this word trite. It sounds like something that should be an issue, but I'm saying that should be an issue. That should be something that would definitely be blocked. I mean, you would think so. But apparently, no. So, you know, that's where we're at now. 2020, you add a new one on the list. Fucking octopuses. Check. And speaking of fucking, the bill, Gavin Newsom signs the bill changing the sex offender law. So, what he signed was a bill that would give judges a say on whether to list someone as a sex offender by having oral or anal sex with a minor. Now, what it is expanding on, what it's expanding on is the discretion currently granted judges in statutory rape cases and was promoted as bringing fairness under the law to LGBTQ defendants. So the current law in place for decades permits judges to decide whether a man should be placed on the sex offender, the California sex offender registry, if he had voluntary intercourse with someone 14 to 17 and was no more than 10 years older than the person. But that discretion only applied to a man who had vaginal intercourse. So now the new change permits judges to use that same discretion when the case involves voluntary oral or anal sex with a minor who is 14 to 17 that is LGBTQ. So the bill was introduced by Senator Scott Wiener. I bullshit you not. So, and Scott Wiener said...
That's not the Wiener. That's not the same guy. That's not the New York Wiener guy.
No, that's a different Wiener. We different kind of Wieners here. All right. So Wiener says, by treating LGBTQ young people the exact same way that straight young people have been treated since 1944... California took yet another step toward an equitable society. So yes, LGBTQ young people, you can get fucked over the same way a heterosexual young person can get fucked over. Boom. Yeah, it's not confusing.
I don't know. I kind of am confused because I thought it didn't necessarily matter whether, you know, if you were gay, straight, bi, whatever you choose your sexuality to be, if you were under the age of 18, you were a minor, so that's all that matters, no?
No, see, I know. What happens is this. The measure doesn't apply when you're under 14. But if you're 14 to 17 and somebody who is from, 21 to 24, if they have sex with you, they can't be charged. Which is why people were saying, oh, they just legalized pedophilia. So basically, right. So yeah, see, because they say under 14, it doesn't matter. You can be put on the sex offender list. But 14... shit, because, you know, there's a huge difference between 13 and 14. Huge difference.
I know, you're so mature. Yeah.
Yes, and you're not a minor no more at 14, 15, to 16. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So, you know, and some people will say, well, yeah, it's different, but you have so basically, 27-year-old, you know, 17, 26 can, like, 16-year-olds, and 25 can 15-year-olds, and if you're 24, you can have consensual sex with a 14-year-old under current California law, just passed on Friday.
But see, that's what I'm not understanding, that if you have to be 18, so you don't have to be 18 then.
Nope.
To consent.
So what it is at the judge's consent, the judge's...
Oh, the discretion of the judge.
Discretion, right? So technically...
he's a pedophile.
Well, if he's a pedophile sympathizer, because it's at their discretion. So then at this point, if you say, hey, you know what? My 14-year-old son or my 14-year-old daughter that was in a relationship as a parent that you didn't know about, and you go to press charges, the judge could say, you know what? It seemed consensual to me. Because once again, 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds, and 17-year-olds are very, very mature, apparently. Very, very mature.
Yeah, you know, the sad thing about it is I feel like they need to change the 18. You know, that shouldn't even be the legal age anymore. They need to push it back.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen because if you can go kill people in another country, you can have
that's
sex.
Right.
So
that's right. I keep forgetting about those killings and those voting. That's it, yeah.
Right. So.
Oh, well.
So that's the law. So what it does is it takes the whatchamacallit, it takes the parents out the game. Because generally, in these situations, parents would be making those calls.
Yeah, I'm
right?
going to advocate for my child. Yeah, I'm advocating for my child. So now the child has no advocate.
Nope, because it's on the judge. Right? Okay. So, I mean, because you can say that, yeah, they entered into a relationship, but, and you say it's consensual because one person coerced the other. And once again, we start talking about the mental acumen of 14 through 17-year-olds. Hell, like you
exactly.
said, 18-year-olds, they ain't ready. And so...
Yeah.
So you can say now, if that happened and you know it happens, you have no recourse as a parent except for to bust the cap.
I was going to say, now they're really just pushing vigilante. You know, they're just basically saying you're going to have to just take care of it on your own and be a vigilante because that's what's going to happen. I mean, if they didn't think that, oh wow, parents are going to start killing, you know, these quote unquote sex offenders or, you know, whatever you want to call them, pedophiles or whatever. If they didn't think that was going to happen, then they're crazy.
Oh well, I mean, you're not thinking about it in them terms. See, you got to remember that they look at it like. It's a win. It's more equitable in California now because, hey, you cannot be considered a sex offender. See, because they're looking at it in a anti-Judeo-Christian way because apparently if you have sex as, you know, a gay person, you're breaking the Christian laws, right? And so what they're saying is judges would look at a 24-year-old fucking a 14-year-old as an abomination under God. So now, instead of that being looked at as an abomination under God by law, you can just say, well, the judge has discretion. He can say, does this 14-year-old look like in my esteemed, I don't know them, but in my esteemed judgment, that they are capable of consensual sex with an older person up to 10 years. That's what this is saying.
So I mean, it's just sad. There's 30-year-olds who aren't can't handle consensual sex. I mean, that is crazy.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy as hell. Right.
I mean, these men or women who find these young children can't handle consensual sex. Because if they could, they'd find people their own age.
Right.
Wow.
But, yeah. So, I mean, here in California in particular, that's interesting. I mean, because just before this ruling, that's a crazy law. Because still, I don't see 14-year-olds as capable of, you know, I mean, you can make good decisions, but, you know, you need guidance. And so you can see a 24-year-old, 25-year-old, 26-year-old taking advantage of a 14, 15, 16-year-old.
Yeah.
You can see it. Shit, you can take care, you can take advantage of somebody your same age. So, yeah, this is a... buckshot.
Yeah, a 14-year-old shouldn't even be thinking, I mean, not to say, you know, like hormonal, but, I mean, at 14, you should only be worrying about what you're going to wear to school and what classes that you're failing that you need to study harder for. There's nothing more, you know...
Hey, you got to watch them field trips. You got to watch them field trips now. You definitely got to watch all the, you know, the partying, hanging out. And
I'm wondering, does that go for, so I wonder, because then, I'm thinking about all these teachers who've had relationships with these students. So then, you know, what is that?
Within 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of teachers who are 28 or 24, 25.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they hit it off.
Teach middle school or high school.
Right. They hit it off with a student, and they hit it off with a student, which is some sick shit. Yeah, it's on the table.
Wow.
Because it's at the discretion of the judges. Now, a woman... doing it to a young boy, 9.999% out of 10 is going to get that judicial work. But you start thinking about the males who look like the judge, I don't know.
Yeah.
See it going a different way. You know, remember when the judge, what was that judge that say, I'm not going to ruin the kid's life because 30 minutes of action?
Mm-hmm.
See, so then you start tapping into the judge and who is that judge? And then you start talking about how do these cases get processed? How do the judges in the case get picked? So that's where a lot of research would have to go into it and seeing what is the process, because it would be like certain judges, like remember when you had that prison to pipeline for judges in Ohio? Then you start saying, okay, so if you got this one judge who's very favorable to people who may or may not have relations with younger people, that judge would get all of these cases.
Mm.
Just a thought. Just a thought. And since we since we're here, we might as well go on into our hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. So, in Massachusetts, these parents whose kid tested positive for COVID-19 sent their kid to school anyway. You know, he had tested positive days earlier. So everybody who came in contact with this student at Attleboro High School are under a 2-week quarantine. Yeah. The student was tested September 9th, and the positive result came in September 11th, and that student went to school the first day of classes on September 14th. Yeah, and the health nurse for the city spoke to the family and confirmed that the parents had known for days that their child had the virus before sending them to school. There's no question about whether or not the parent knew.
And there's no repercussion for the parent? There's no what? Everybody just goes into quarantine?
Quarantine.
Yeah, and we just go to quarantine. There's nothing.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So, right. And you see that right there is something that probably has happened a whole lot more, just not reported, right? Just not caught.
Oh, definitely. Well, I know for a fact that that parents will send their kids to school with COVID without a second thought. I mean, before we knew what it was, parents were sending their kids to school sick.
So you would say, so you wouldn't charge those parents who knew beyond a shadow of a doubt in the pandemic with a disease that you have purported that has killed millions of people across the globe, and they knew for a fact that their child had it and they sent them to school anyway. Isn't that like almost attempted murder?
I personally would think so. I mean, if it's with the intent to harm, if nothing else, at the very least.
Right.
I mean, not like how do you go about it, but I mean, like, I guess my confusion is, or why I'm stuck in like explaining myself, is because they don't believe it. Like, there's still a lot of people who don't believe it, you know, that it is what it is. They think it's still a hoax, which I'm baffled at, because you don't think all those people died? I mean, even if they said they died, you know, say suppose they had a heart attack and they said they died from COVID, there's still people who died from COVID. You know what I mean? Maybe it's not almost a million people, but to me, 10 people is too many. You know what I'm saying? So I don't, how do you charge that? Or what, you know what I mean? Like, how do you prosecute that?
Well, I'm just saying that there's something's got to happen there. See, and so here's where the politics come in, because you know, there are groups of people who are protesting against having to wear a mask. There are people who are shooting people because they're being asked to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. But and what happens is, when a situation like this happens, it's fine. But let's say you have somebody who is compromised and they're at school. Their life is on the line. They get in contact with this person, and they get sick and die. That's murder. I mean, I'm saying there's got to be a fine. There's got to be something. It can't be just, oh, well, everybody got to go in quarantine. I mean, because what's going to happen is, because we already know people are busting caps behind masks. Somebody's going to end up shooting, because if one of them kids comes up sick, if one of them kids comes up sick, can that kid ever come back to school? Because there's an ass whooping. There's an ass whooping waiting, or a parent waiting with the buckshots.
I'll say this. It that's interesting, and I guess one thing to look at is, because it's been on the news, I don't know if you paid attention to it, that there was a wedding in upstate New York, and it was like 65, 70 people there, and 7 people that were not at the wedding but have came in contact with people who were at the wedding, or somebody who was in contact with them at the wedding. So I go to the wedding, I go to the grocery store, I give it to 10 people there, and then they go on and infect, 5 people each. But I was at the wedding. And then let's say, and 7 people have died. So do those families sue the people who had the wedding, or the person that, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They're not going to be able to sue because there's no law that has been established. There's no precedent. So there's no precedent that's been set legally. So what's going to happen is this. There's a vigilante precedent that's been set. And, when you start talking about folks and you got my kids sick, you see people are shooting out here in these streets for the littlest thing. You get somebody's kid sick. I mean, that kid, if you the parent, you smart, but your kid's life is on the line now. Because if something happens to any one of them other kids, we're talking about you got 30 sets of parents. You don't know what mama or daddy will do to you.
No, you don't.
Or your kid. Because all that shit's on the table. All of it's on the table.
Yeah, because not one person from the wedding has died.
Yeah, right. But see,
in contact either with the guest or came in contact with someone who was in contact with the guest.
Yeah, but that's the point. So what happens is there's going to be some get back on this. I mean, we already in the middle of everything else, but there's going to be some get back on if people start dying. If people start dying, I expect the guns to be blazing. That's my prognosis, my forecast. On that note, we're going to go on break. This is Jaziri X. What's peace?
I brought my son to school every day. I dropped him off on Friday. I gave him money. I told him I loved him. Have a good day. I'll see you later. I did not know that was going to be the last day that I saw my son alive. And I was so mad.
What's peace when you president of residents so decadent? We negligence evidence by millions without medicine in Iran. We threaten them with weapons, mental pressure them, calling up regiments. Is that peace, Mr. President? Even veterans off the right back from Iraq. It's sidetracking signs that they never get their lives back. What's peace when it's like that? Our politics so obvious, but they never acknowledge it, because they scared of the lobbyists and then the tsunami. Everybody gets a positive, and we want it to spread like the communists. What's peace when Obama gets attacked again? Because of the African Americans and Republicans are back in the terrorists, and we lack in the red, so we rebel, and the destruction of the indigenous people by the devil named Columbus. What's peace in the shatterlands of Pakistan? Afghanistan was haunted like a veteran, and it's like an avalanche. You must produce a terrorist and a scattered plan for
children for more than baby getting smoked outside of station. What people you've been waiting for 9 years in the state? And as the days been more patient, now they say deportation has the law forsaken us. We get a war on Satan plus go to war with nature plus the cause. We just make it up. What peace when these racists want a civil war to end it all? Cause the president's black, that's what you want to kill them all. We say stop the violence, but still there's more. Children for brothers who lost their son, praying that God heals their souls. This is my life, blood of sinner for. What peace when every week you drop the realest cause they still ignore.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Jaziri X, What Peace, 347-826-7435,
347-826-7435. All right. So, like I said, we talked about there's a lot of crazy stuff going on out here. And we say it's apocalypse, right? So, there was a Dallas school district. They apologized for an assignment describing the Kenosha shooter as a hero. So, yes. So, apparently, for an assignment, they asked high schoolers in Dallas to write an essay about a modern hero and suggested Kyle Rittenhouse. he was suggested as hero for the modern age, along with Gandhi, Cesar Chavez, Malcolm X, George Floyd, and Joseph Rosenbaum, one of Rittenhouse's alleged victims. It's like, so you can be a hero for killing one of the people that you suggest is the hero. It's really weird.
I don't understand that thinking. Like, I don't see anything that he did was heroic at all.
No, but see, it's a viewpoint. See, because we're talking about, yeah, to us, she's not a hero. But it's like when you make that argument, I always say, like, founding fathers. They, these are heroic men. It's like, nah, they were slaveholders. To a group of people, they were great men. To another group of people, they wasn't shit. It's viewpoint. So this dude, he a murderer. He ain't shit. He's a 17-year-old who made a conscious decision, and we can say he was influenced, whatever. He was influenced wrongly, and he went out and he killed two people. Drove in from another city with the intent to kill. With, like the COVID parents, with parents' approval. That's the damning thing. When mom drives you, it's like, you know, instead of you driving your kid to school, it's like, hey, I'm gonna drive you to go kill some people. It's like that mother son bonding experience.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's what that was. It's mother, you know what, Kyle, I'm proud of you. You're about to go out here and do something
and
for the people.
And take a stand for yourself.
Yes. And take a stand for the people. And so you start thinking, this is what's taught. You know, we talk about systemic racism. And so he murders people. He can walk by. I mean, we've gone through. He walked by the cops, and it's all good. And then you'll have a teacher assign an assignment and suggest that he's a hero. Yep. Talking about.
I can't even think of anything he did that was heroic. I mean, I feel like even the protesters aren't necessarily heroes. You know what I mean?
Right. But,
I mean, they're standing up for what they believe in, but that doesn't necessarily make you a hero.
Right. So what we have happening is this. So since the foundation of this country, you know, when people protest, like the protests, the Boston Tea Party, all the way down to the protests that are happening now.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are eulogized as heroic ventures. The others are just violent. And for example, the protesters can face sedition. And as this is what they were talking about. Sedition, which means you're trying to take over the government. You're trying to compromise the government. That's what they're saying the protesters are doing. See, because once again, if it's about what you want, hey, we can protest and, you know, it's a part of civil liberties. But when people who historically have been, you know, misrepresented, systematically treated horribly, now it's like people, because you say whether it's COVID and all the other situations, like we said, it was all bubbling at the surface. So it's like now people are like, shit, we really ain't got shit. So why not protest? We ain't got no money. We can't do nothing. And so, you know, all of society is irritated. So like the song was talking about, what's peace? It's like, no, there's no peace for no one. So right now, everybody's uncomfortable. It's not just one segment of the population is uncomfortable. Everybody's uncomfortable. And everybody's not used to being uncomfortable. Everybody's like, wait, hold on. I can't even, I'm trying to get away from it. I can't turn on my sports. Y'all talking about y'all won't be treated equally. It's like, I can't turn on news. Y'all talking about trying to be created equally. You know, it's... I saw on the news, they have a Halloween mask called the Karen mask.
Uh-oh.
Yes, the Karen mask. The anchor, he was talking about it because he was like, yes, there's a new mask. It's called the Karen mask. And a Karen is a person who has issues that people find intolerable. I couldn't stop laughing, like, woo! Because it's a mask and it's, you know, a white woman and she's got the crazy look on her face. It's the Karen mask.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Halloween mask. It's...
Okay.
It's hilarious. Because you got all of this happening. And, you know, everyone is at, and you have the segment of the population who's just used to, well, hey, that's y'all problem. You know, you can have your little riot, burn up your community, and let that be it. I don't have to see it So I ain't worried about it. Now, it's in your face every day, all day. And so, like I was saying, when I said the Empire Strikes Back, the Empire's been striking back. They're like, damn, y'all still ain't tired? So now we're going to charge you with sedition. You're trying to bring down the United States by trying to be treated fairly. Because it's like, you ain't got nothing to take from them. Because they ain't got nothing, especially now when everything is failing and the jobs is going away and there's not a lot of money in circulation. Shit. What can you take from folks who's tired of taking the bad end of the stick? Here.
There's some things you can, but freedom is probably it. But I mean, we've never had that really anyway, so I don't know.
But it's like, hold on to the stick with doo doo on it. That's our experience. So now everybody gets to hold on to the stick with doo doo on it.
Right.
You know, nobody wants to hold the stick with doo-doo. We supposed to be happy with the stick with the doo-doo on it. Now everybody gets the stick with the doo-doo on it. And it's been disturbing for people. It's been quite disturbing. And people don't like it. And speaking of things people don't like, this is where we go into Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. So what could be Groundhog Day that could be worse or as bad as what's already happening? Because, you know, we just keep upping the ante, right?
You just when you think,
nah, it's cool. There's nothing worse than what's been happening, right? Then all of a sudden, we find out about ICE and forced hysterectomies.
Yeah,
so
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
apparently.
Actually, it's not, because that, you know, the sad thing about it is they did that to lots of women, like in the, I believe it was, oh, I hate to not get the year right. I'll say in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was the, like when black women first started getting on welfare. They did it to a lot of black women, so.
All right,
it was surprising at first, but not so much now.
Well, it used to be called eugenics. It used to be called eugenics. Now we just say it's forced hysterectomies. So the ICE whistleblower speaks out about alleged mass hysterectomies. Just, you know what? While you're here, let's take your uterus out. Think about that for a second. While we're detaining you, we're going to take your uterus out. No biggie.
Yeah.
I mean, now, one could say that that's kind of evil. One could say that. You know, performing, I mean, because they say they perform excessive hysterectomies. I don't know. Is there an excessive hysterectomy on someone who didn't ask for a hysterectomy?
I mean, in a way, that it's even if it's not necessary, like in a mass, like I guess the issue is it's forced and it's mass, like it's a lot of women. I mean, this has been happening to women in general for years, so probably hundreds of years. So, I mean, not that it's not. I mean, it's just one of those things, you know, it's kind of like how, you know, they talk about, you know, like different things that, you know, we as black people go through. And it's like, well, no, I mean, it's not that it's not a big deal, but it's like, oh, they've been doing that for years. So you don't really, not that you don't have any sympathy or empathy for it, but it's kind of like you're desensitized to it.
Well, according to the nurse talking about desensitized to it, they were regularly sent to an off-site doctor who ended up removing all or part of their uteruses. And due to the language barrier, many of the women were not able to properly consent. I'm going to guess they didn't know that they were getting their uterus taken out. Yeah. And so they called this doctor, who's not named in the public version of the complaint, the uterus collector. He's a uterus collector. So you start thinking about it. We know it's eugenics, right? We're going to, because we caught you, you're not going to have an anchor baby. We're going to take that away from you. So they catch him, send him to this off-site facility, and he takes your uterus. So, yeah, you come back to the United States, it's just going to be you. You'll never have that anchor baby. So we just going to catch you and keep kicking you out. I mean, you can't get no more diabolical than that.
No.
That's high up there on the list.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you started talking about, man, it's a high list. I mean, because we started off talking about dudes fantasizing about breaking the beaks on octopus and making them want to suck them off. And then we get here to where you have people, I want to take your uterus so that you can't have kids.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's how they break up families. So, you know,
yeah,
that's what we're here for, to procreate, and what better way to stop that?
And you get no worse than that right there. That you read that and it's, you know, you talk about horrifying, but
I mean, like I said, it's not that, like, I was sad to read it, but it wasn't, when I read it, I was like, oh, they've been doing that to black women. So it was kind of like, oh, okay. So now, you know, and I'm surprised that it hasn't been like something done in the Hispanic community. You know what I mean? I mean that they're just kind of now doing it.
Yeah, what are you going to do? I mean,
exactly.
Realistically, okay, so do you go are you going
to
go blow up the clinic and kill the uterus doctor or the uterus collector, as he's called? I mean, because realistically, you have no legal recourse. Yeah, they're going to file lawsuits, these different organizations, but who is going to do something tangible? Because it's not going to be any charges pressed. I mean, what will end up happening is this person will get reassigned somewhere and will start taking uteruses somewhere else in the world.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing about, I can't say, like, if it happened to me, I can't say that there was no medical reason to do it. You know, I can't say that I had a healthy uterus or, you know what I'm saying? Because I wouldn't know, especially if I'm, like, if I'm there for one reason and then they've done it before. Oh, we accidentally, you know, we were in here to do this, to fix this, and we accidentally punctured or, you know, I mean, it's not like it's unusual, so it's not unusual.
Yeah, I just think that, yeah, that's that's what they were sent there for. So it seems quite deliberate. And so, I mean, that was the whole Margaret Singer Planned Parenthood. It was in the communities where you wanted to make sure that they did not have babies. So that right there. But you know what? We've been talking about all this unimportant stuff. You know, we're talking about all this unimportant stuff. We should be talking about important stuff as we get off the show. Another woman came out and said I was pretending to be black. I'm like, it must be a YouTube challenge. It's got to be a YouTube challenge that we don't know nothing about. You guys pretend to be black for a decade, and then you get a mix. Maybe it's like Willy Wonka. It's like Willy Wonka. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you can get off by pretending to be black for like over a decade, you're going to get the golden ticket. You can. That's what it sounds like to me. No? You don't think so?
I don't know. Like, I'm not saying that they, I don't know. I don't see, not to say I'm saying like they're at a disadvantage, but I don't see what the benefit for them would be to pretend to be black.
I that's what I'm saying. It's got to be a YouTube challenge, or there's some rich person somewhere that's saying, hey, if you can pull it off for a decade, golden ticket. I'm just saying, on that Willy Wonka stuff.
If I can do it, I might have to be like, okay, I'll see, you know. If I can get a meal out of it, 2-3 meal out of it, then yeah, maybe.
Right. What harm
can it do? I don't think it's not.
But is it
not really harming anyone?
Right. Yeah. I don't even see a problem. I'm just like, so you really want to get that work? you want to be black? You want to be treated that way? Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
welcome aboard.
That they feel like that they don't get that work, though, that they're treated fairly or that they're happy. That, you know what I mean? It doesn't bother them.
Okay.
I don't know if it's because they know it really doesn't affect them because they're not black and they can go back to, you know, I can go be white if I want to any day.
Well, yeah, they're not getting
I don't know.
None of that. So, I mean, it's one of those things. I'm just saying, trying to figure out why. That's all. Whew. And on that note, thank you all for listening. And for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. And this is another Smooth Down production. If you would like to continue chatting with us, we are in the chat room, the Smooth Drama chat room at www.smoothdrama.com. See you there. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you guys.
Smooth Drama.